When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh man, I can't wait for John King to close out this game,
dude. We're so back
for after.
We have never been more back,
dude. We won a game yesterday, and we might win this one. I'm not sure. John King is in the pitch in the bottom.
Raptor Nick just tweets like, "I dare you to put John King in this game, Oliver."
Well, guess what? With runners on, Matt's pitched well. Kittredge pitched well. Piante.
Wait, when the fuck did the Dodgers score again?
Teoscar hit a homer.
He's son of a fucking bitch.
My fantasy's looking all right.
Piante.
That sounds like John Oliver. Piante married Beyonce. I'm fucking British. My teeth look like shit.
I always wear a sport coat and a checkered plaid shirt and a tie every week.
I believe we did the right thing against the Bangladesh. Hell yeah, brother. Yeah, the season got off rocky. The first two games were kind of how we were expecting. They gritted out a win yesterday. Lance Lynn pitched. And he loaded the bases, said, fuck it, let it rip.
Let it rip. I love that.
Hell yeah.
He's got He has that dog in him, dude.
Dude, that's a Leslie Nielsen quote there. He has it like on his gravestone, let her rip. Fucking, I mean, what I'm saying is Lance Lynn is a comedic genius, is what I'm saying. Because then he punched out the side, and next inning runners at the corners, and he got out of that. So, I mean, we'll see, but so far, money well spent. And then it rained. The Dodgers grounds crew tripped over their own assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finished the game, and we won.
Yeah, and thanks to that Dodgers ground crew, they made a bunch of mud balls.
Mud balls. That's your new term.
Mud balls all over the diamond.
I got mud balls out my ass. Got to go into the bathroom and make me a big
Charlie,
mud ball.
Charlie, I need my mud ball knife.
Charlie, I need my mud ball clamps. This is a big one. No, it's right next to the toe knife. Hey, baseball's back, baby. If only the ESPN Plus app didn't fucking suck, asshole.
But, fuck ESPN.
God almighty. They suck.
Fuck the MLB.
They went downhill ever since they got woke, you know?
Yeah.
Started referring to, you know, black people as black people, and not like the good old ESPN days, you know?
Booyah.
Where they were, boop!
Boop, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't Stuart Scott saying booyah. He was just being...
Back when they were owned by real Americans. You know,
man.
Trans Visibility Day. So shout out to all our trans listeners out there. Hey. And if you're trans and you don't listen, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trans people love only a few things in this world. That's having greasy hair, dressing like shit.
All right.
Playing Fallout New Vegas. Having,
is that having
really weird opinions about Oscar-winning movies. They're just like me, for real, for real. We love our trans folks.
We do.
So we do. We love you. Desperately, we love you.
I was too scared to look at Biden's like tweet about that today.
Oh, the Seahawks.
I knew the replies were going to be fucking bonkers. On fucking Easter! And I'm like... Okay, so we're going to...
Trans people are real. Jesus is not. There we go. Settled it. There you go.
Guy Jesus existed, but I mean, God, he's a zombie. I mean, You're valuing zombies more than trans people? That's fucked, bro. That's
Yeah,
fucked.
dude. If Jesus gave a shit that much, he'd come back and
Yeah.
be like, he would settle the trans debate.
Jesus might have
Jesus would
been
come back
trans.
as Jesus would come back trans is what he
Like,
would do.
I know scissors didn't exist back then, but that guy could have figured out a way to like machete off his hair if he
Yeah,
really
he
wanted
really
to.
could have. He could
He's
have
an
hid.
androgynous guy.
Yeah. Jesus who no, he should come back trans. And what would his trans name be? Oliver, but with a Y. There we
Ooh,
go.
yeah.
Yeah.
Oliver.
I'm trying to trans up Jesus, but I'm like logic, and then I'm like, no, you're just making it sound ethic. And that ain't much better for this bit. Jesus comes back as a Latinx woman. I'm La Jesus.
We're
Y'all
gonna
motherfuckers need to get in line.
we'll just get we'll get the band Rainbow Kitten Surprise to write a new song.
That'd be
Yeah,
good.
they did
Yeah.
one that was Cocaine Jesus, so one
Okay.
that's just like
Trans Jesus.
Trans
Yeah.
Jesus.
If Jesus was trans, he couldn't go to Florida. They'd try to kill him. Florida, yeah, Florida's bad.
Yeah.
Missouri would too. I mean, it's rough here. It's rough anywhere where there's Republican governors and state assemblies,
Yep, and
So,
that's why we're gonna live in St. Charles one day.
yeah.
We're gonna bring a re revolution.
We are. We're gonna poison the well, literally. Really get those old fucking upper middle class boomers to die off.
Oh man, what could be? What could
Yeah.
be?
Anyway, happy Trans Visibility Day. We've always been I want to say pro trans. I mean, we're pro trans, but just be like, listen, we're assholes, We're mean. All right. We like a good cruel joke
We're
right now.
nice guys.
But at the end of the day, we're human rights dudes is what we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I want to make a joke, but like to kind of lean back into the we're a center right podcast, but we're like we're a human right wing podcast. Human rights wing podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you want to tell us about your umping?
Oh no, I just did three games and they were terrible on Saturday and my body is dying from it, and then I have to do four games Tuesday. I have a game every day this week except opening day, which we're going to.
You have a game tomorrow?
I have a game
Tomorrow?
tomorrow. I have to go to Meadow Heights. And then Tuesday, I have a quadruple header.
Yeah.
So I am really, really going to test the limits of my body because that three team ro round robin was it was a lot. It was a lot Saturday. It was shitty games, don't get me wrong. So, and these games I have is like a junior varsity doubleheader and then a pretty big varsity doubleheader. So, like, probably not as equally bad, but I mean, I'm gonna be grumpy.
I think you
Just,
should just bring like start bringing a lawn chair to your games.
I
Like
am. I'm
like
gonna pack a lawn chair in my car for changing and whatnot.
Oh
That's what a
no.
lot of umps do.
Oh no, I
Oh, for the field?
yeah.
I just sit out there and be like,
Yeah.
I'll remove this chair when I feel the need to give a fuck,
Yeah. I think it's weird you don't use that like shield thing like the old timey umps do.
Yeah.
Those are cool. You get a shield.
If it had like a stand where I could prop up and like a sit on, that'd be
I
good.
mean, let's go to Home Depot, dude. We can get some brackets and shit.
Yeah, let's get weird.
Just make it all about you. We're gonna build this wall, and then you like assemble it before.
This coach I used to not like, I found out because he got thrown out by an ump I work with, and I found out why, and it was very funny
Oh,
because I
sorry.
just knew he was being a dick.
Nick is having a meltdown. What's happened? Oh,
Oh
God.
no, is it
Oh,
5-4?
we're cooked. We're
What's the
cooked.
score?
We have never been less back.
It's 5-4, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did they get it? Was it
We
Mookie?
have never been less back.
Is it? Muncy hit a two-run homer off John Key. I tweeted it ironically. Nick challenged it. This is what fucking happened. Hold on, there's gotta be a break in the action of the pod. Because we gotta tweet mean shit. Hold on, let's do a selfie. It's fucking Stupid dog shit. There you go. Our live reaction to John King. Why did they call him? Why did you call him a guy? You dad's no swing and miss.
What did I tell all of you fucks,
Is
Nick?
that what Nick just Oh God.
Bringing John King over, I dare you.
Well, Nick, you brought it upon yourself.
God. I swear to God, if John King's makes an appearance in a two-run game versus the Dodgers, LOL. And then Stu just
Are you fucking
tweeted
kidding
that.
me? Oh my God. Man, we are fucked.
We have never been less back.
We have
It's top of the ninth, all right.
never been less back in this world. So we were looking at getting a split. That's probably not gonna happen now. It's 5-4 in later innings, thanks to Steven Matz pitched well.
He was pretty good.
Worked five. How many Ks did he end up with?
I don't know.
He had like
Sorry.
Stu Tweedy had like 7 or 8 whiffs on his changeup. 5 1/3, 2 runs, 2 walks, 3 Ks. But the big thing is not giving up all 5 of those runs. We
Yeah.
had to have our bullpen do that. We're watching Goldschmidt here. Here, prop that up. People can hear us live react to this.
Okay. So, top of the ninth, no
Top
outs.
9.
2-0 count. Goldie up to bat.
Oh man. We are
People.
not back. I've been spending the last couple of days watching the game and just schizo posting because I find it genuinely fun to just say how fucked this team is. I mean, I stand by that. We're like a high 70s, low 80s win team, so I don't think we're gonna be a 100-loss team like I'm acting like it. But it's just fun. The vibes are very different than last year. The
Yeah.
vibes, the mood. We are all impatient, and we gave up a home run to a dwarf, and I don't mean like dwarf as in love is love dwarf. I mean like fucking J.R.R. Tolkien
A
character Max.
fucking midget hit.
Okay, all right. We gave up a home run to fucking I wish I knew dwarven names.
Oh.
Oglark the fucking dwarven blacksmith.
They're sleepy and
They're sleepy and doomy and doofus and sheep and fart and queef. Oh, did he strike out? Wow. Goldschmidt with the game on the line
we are
and high
cooked.
leverage. We have never been so cooked in our fucking lives. I hate this team. And we're not even 5 games in. We're not even done with the series. And we got pimped. We got bat flipped. A lefty on lefty matchup. John King couldn't handle lefty on
Jesus,
lefty.
that was a shit missile hit too.
Yeah, that was a mud ball.
Yeah, that was a mud ball.
All
All
right,
right.
who we got now?
Wilson Gorman.
Have you noticed that Arenado's swing is shit?
I think
Think he's hurt again? I think he's hurt
I
again.
don't know if he's hurt again because we're too fucking stupid to tell injuries based off of a swing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looks cooked.
Yeah, he looks cooked. He sucks now. Oh, don't give it to him. Give us that call. Let us have something.
All right.
Did Nolan even get his first hit today? Jesus Christ, he finally did. Oh man. Well, I mean, he's off the schneid.
Where are we talking about?
Arenado finally got a hit today.
He had a hit last night.
Nah, he didn't get one. He got hit last night.
No,
Joe
I'm
Kelly
pretty
hit him
sure
in.
he got a hit last night.
No, Joe Kelly hit him in like the head last night. All
Man.
right, Nolan.
Gorman.
Come on, Guam.
Come on, Guam.
And takes backdoor pitch. Was it 2-2?
Yes.
This is fun. There's
2-2.
Shohei without his best friend Ipe for some weird reason.
Yeah.
There's a guy with a beard I can't see well there. And is that a pop-up? No, he
It's a
didn't do
foul.
the little Gorman bat flip. Did you see that video making the rounds on his like little pop-ups? There's Dave Roberts. He looks cool. I bet everyone listening to this is having fun.
Yeah, they're having a good time. Man.
Anything like in the first three games until this, catch your eye, other than Lance Lynn being cool, and he struck out, didn't he? He
Son of a
struck out on a
fucking
breaking ball up in
bitch.
the zone, did he? Did I see that right? Okay, cool. We have never been so cooked in our
We're
lives.
cooked. We're
Oh my
cooked.
God. We have what is it? Like 30, 30, 31 games from March until the end of April. And honest to Christ, if we enter May like two or three games below 500, I would say the season's still salvageable. Yeah, there's that weird fucking half swing that Nolan's been doing.
His timing's fucked. I think that's really what it is.
I mean, it's a lot of things. I mean, he's one for what, 16 on the year so far? Which, when you're getting cold out of the gate's one thing, but I haven't any swings that shit in the dirt.
Jesus
Oh my God,
Christ.
against Daniel Hudson, this is gonna suck. Jesus Christ. The Dodgers
I
have
hate this
never been
team.
so back, and we have never been so cooked. Strike three? Man, Blue, ring him up. Fuck him. He sucks. We had two chances there. Two chances to end this game so we can actually do this podcast. We had contractual obligations.
We're cooked.
We're cooked.
Ryan Helsley is fucking cooked,
I
dude.
saw, yeah, his velo was down. I fell asleep because I got home last night and just passed out.
Wow. Well, look at that.
We ground out to Mookie Betts, who's already leading the National League in defensive run
Look
save.
at that.
Mookie Betts, folks, is going to be your National League MVP. So,
We are cooked.
is that to Nick or to the group?
Oh, that was just Bradshaw.
Oh, Christ.
Oh,
Look at the group chat. Ha ha. Nick says, Marmol is, well, we can't repeat. Oh man, Nick is going to be insufferable about Ollie. All right, now that that game's over, we are now officially 1-3 on the year.
yep.
I'm going to see people on card Twitter saying, you know what, us taking one, I'll take that as a moral victory. But I'm going to tell you, no, that ain't good enough. Because if we enter May like fucking 11-19 or 10-20, you can just bury the season at
Yeah.
that point.
You're telling me that we're going to lose to an entire city of pedophiles?
Los Angeles or San Diego?
Listen.
Pittsburgh? We don't play the Pirates till later. Just was that your okay? So that's it.
Cincinnati? I know what they're putting in that
No, I
chili.
think I get it. It's your conservative, like, oh, that's where all those liberals live. They're all a bunch of pedophiles,
Yeah.
pederast out there in Los Angeles, California. I like it. That's a good bit.
I'm at a loss for words.
We hit one goddamn home
We
run.
were up 4-0 and they came back and scored
They
five
did,
fucking
because they're a
runs.
good baseball team.
Yeah.
We hit one goddamn home run that entire fucking series, man.
Who even hit the bomb?
Goldie,
Oh,
in the
yeah.
game where we got no hit except for him.
Yeah.
I think the Dodgers may have hit more home runs than we scored runs that whole fucking series. Did that happen? Not to fuel the flames of Cooks or back here.
Well, I don't think they hit 9 home runs this series.
Let me look. They hit two in game one off Michaelis. They hit a bunch in the second game. They hit what, four? Yeah, they hit four. So they have six. And then surely, I think they hit one last night, right?
Mookie hit one.
Mookie hit one. That's seven. And then they hit two tonight. That's what, eight? They hit eight bombs. We scored four runs today. Okay, 10. Okay, so we did. Oh, thank God. They hit eight home runs. We scored 14 runs. Good for us.
Oh, well, opening day is gonna be fun.
Yeah, we're going to be there. We're going to wear. We thought about retiring the Embrace the Suck shirts,
We're
but
wearing
I
them.
think we're just going to have to order a second batch and sell them for $20 this time. It's either that or fuck it, let it rip. We'll just
Maybe
put a picture of
that's
us.
the new Patreon exclusive shirt. We
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
reprint the Embrace the Socks, sell those, and then we do the fuck it, let it rip.
I'm thinking Lance Lynn's face on a very stretched hymen for fuck it, let it rip. There you go.
On a hymen?
On a hymen,
Okay.
yeah. Yeah. Let's
All
get
right.
really gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. You saw how people were looking
How
at
does one
us.
draw a hymen?
Well, let me just.
I guess that's
The
my
five people
question.
at Horizon Printing ain't gonna draw that. I'll have to draw it. So I'm gonna have to do some research. So that means I'm gonna have to hang out with women now.
Yeah.
But be like, hey, can I see your eye?
No, you're
It's
gonna
for an art project. Oh,
yeah.
come on. Why are you calling the cops?
No, you're gonna have to do it. Well, I guess to a bunch of virgin women, which is even
Oh yeah,
scarier.
that's even more. That
You know
is.
what? I take back what I said.
This.
I think Missouri, there might be more pedophiles now that
Yeah,
we're talking about this.
it's contagious. There's got to be at least one. Actually, we should pull up case.
Pedophilia does sound like a rare blood disease.
Yeah,
Like
when you
a
say it like that.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy this conversation is going to continue on the pod. What do you got? I got kid fucking disease. Oh man, that's pretty bad, dude. I just have strep. Yeah, I can't go into work today. I find 8-year-olds hot. Wow.
Yep.
Sarah, you've been diagnosed with pedophilia. And it's not like, it's like literally catching the cold. Like you have to quarantine yourself. Don't go near any schools for 1 week. Give you a shot of steroids.
Yeah.
We'll tie your hands up somewhere. I got bit by a mosquito. It gave me West Nile pedophilia. I have a real bad fever, and I'm attracted to children.
West Hollywood
West Hollywood
pedophilia.
pedophilia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope
No,
that was worth it.
it was good.
Oh,
So
man.
that's what my lady friends say. Well, I hope it was worth it. I'm like, yeah.
And I give him $20, like, here's your cab.
Yeah.
Here's your money for your ride home, toots. No, we're gonna be there. We're gonna be at opening day. So
Stu's gonna be there.
Stu is, he told us where he's sitting. So we're gonna harass him, tickle him. Kyle will be there, so we
Kyle's gonna
don't.
be there?
Yeah, Stu said Kyle would be there, so
Oh,
message
shit.
Kyle. So I'm gonna I have to try and pick one of them up over my head. I've been
Stu would
training.
be the easiest by far.
Yeah.
He's skinny.
Yeah. Kyle's the grand prize. Fat fuck.
I think we should just like parade him like through the stadium,
Follow
Kyle.
him. Ah, here he is.
No,
Here
like
he is.
lift him up on our
Yeah, on our
shoulders and
shoulders.
just
This young man beat cancer. This young bearded child. He's clearly 12, but the way he beat cancer is we gave him a beard and it made him tougher. Made him tougher to the
Yeah.
cancer.
And he finally got to see his dad's dick.
He did. Just like the Bidens. That's how Bo Biden died. He didn't have a beard. If he had a beard, he would have beat it. And
All
Joe
right.
Biden wouldn't have ran for president.
Joe Biden.
I was going to do Ronald Reagan. I can't do a Joe Biden. Jim, would you like a
Jim
Jim?
Biden.
Hey, Joe, would you like a jelly bean? If you have this jelly bean, I won't make crack so your son Hunter can't get addicted to it.
Joe, will you lick my jelly bean,
Would you
please?
lick Nancy's jelly bean? She's a
Here
real
comes Peter Cottontail.
throat goat. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Man, well, we got Reagan jokes in there. Pedophilia as a disease. Baseball recap. What other Cardinals podcasts will do this? Not B Shafe Daily. Not
Right.
B Shafe Daily. Hello, welcome to B Shafe Daily. I'm your host, Brendan Schaefer, on today's episode.
Why are we going
Yep.
after B Shave?
Because the only way he comes on the pod is if we bully him.
I guess that's true.
That's true. That's true, Brendan.
Yeah, we know you're
We know
listening.
you're fucking listening.
We know you're definitely not busy putting out a daily episode
Daily episode, yeah.
of your
Those are
own
pre.
podcast.
That's an AI you have going.
And also being a full-time journalist. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, journalism's dead anyway.
Also a father.
Also, yeah, well, I can't. I'm not gonna go after you for that.
Well, no, I'm just saying he's
Yeah.
busy to
Yeah.
listen to our shit.
Oh,
I'm not
well,
gonna go
yeah.
after him for being a father.
Yeah, no.
You're a father.
I'm a father to a shitty
You're a
cat.
cat daddy.
I'm a cat dad. I'm a cat dad. You're gonna be a father from all the fucking you've been doing. Tip it. Tip. Whoa, there we go, baby. Ha
All right, that's enough out of
That's
you.
enough,
That's enough out
put
of
on the
you.
muzzle. What's up? It's B-Shape Daily. Make sure you follow the podcast. Alimar Mall has been escorted by police after receiving death threats from a small Italian boy. Folks, this is pretty serious. Missouri State Highway Patrol surrounded a big gay blue house in Jackson, Missouri.
There in the big gay blue house.
Yeah, we know where it's at. So the cops are like, ah, we know what you're talking about. Look at this house. Cops are treating it like it's
Smells like
fabulous.
cigarettes and actual dog shit.
Oh, Jesus. They're
All
trying
right.
to.
I actually don't really get the smell of dog shit at his house, which is surprising as much as that dog shits
No,
everywhere.
yeah, that's what Otis does. Nick keeps it clean. So.
So I should.
Lucci horks
Yep.
We need to, Nick's like, we need a new coat of paint on the wall. He's like, I got you. Reaches in, dislocates his jaw, reaches in the back, pulls
He
out.
just hurls a wad at the wall and they roll it.
While Nick's cleaning up mud balls, Lucci's flinging slime balls. I love Lucci. I don't know why we pick on him.
We should pick on him.
We're gonna pick on
We're
him
like
opening day.
reporting around him and he refuses to even say a hi.
Yeah, people think he's dead. They're like, well, who are they talking to? Lucci's been dead since episode 12.
I listened to all those early episodes before I came on, and I mean, you weren't that mean to Lucci.
No, I would torture him, you know, with the.
No more than Nick.
Oh yeah, no more than it's when we used to leave the R slur unbleeped back in the good old days, right?
I didn't realize you guys did that.
We
I
said
forgot
it,
about that part.
yeah, we said it a lot in the early days.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would only bleep like anything but that. Really, we were like, yeah, that one's a go-to. Put that in the back pocket, holster that shit. Yeah.
Man, well, and then I came on and I made
And then
us
that's
a
when we started saying the F slur and the N one and the K bomb. Josh brought with him his pocket full of slurs, folks. This is how we became the animals we are
got
right
a
now.
pocket full of slurs, got a heart full of greed. A
Okay. All
little
right.
Elvis for you. Why are you drinking again? You know I don't like it when you drink.
You know, I don't like being sober around you.
Oh no.
I'm Okay, any other baseball stuff? I mean, Pirates are 4-0.
Yeah.
They're running away with it.
Somehow in our fantasy league, a starting pitcher can get negative 27 points.
Oh, yeah, because
That happened to me
you had Max
yesterday.
Fried, right?
No, I had Aaron Nola in both leagues.
Michael King pitched today, got me 0. He gave up 2 runs in 4 innings, but he walked 7 people. So I guess we'll call it a push. Oh my God, Nick, chill the fuck out. Jesus Christ, dude. This is going to be a long season.
We are 4 games into
We are four
the
games in the year, brother.
year, and he is making custom memes.
He's
This is the second one
motivated.
today.
He is very motivated. We got a call from.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't done calls in a while.
It is from LA Pat about season preview. So, you take the call right here. So I got you. And I got the new phone. So we'll cut this in. This is Pat's preview.
It's No Hope Pat again. Hi, Barry. I'm not doing the voice today. But yeah, I guess my hot take, my prediction for the season is I mean, it isn't a hot take to say the Cardinals are bad. I think they're probably below average on the whole. So with that said, I think the team that could take that spot in the AL Central is not the Cubs, the Reds, partially because I hate them, but also because I think the Pirates kind of have something cooking. I think they've flown really far under the radar, and I think they're going to be a problem this year. That I could see them being like the equivalent of, what was it, the 2021 Mariners or the 2022 Orioles, where they're, you know, coming down to the last couple games of the season. And, yeah, you know, I think that fan base, that city deserves it. They've been through so much pain. And, you know, that ownership, like, they're not going to add much. But I think what they have cooking is pretty solid. They have a decent lineup, really good bullpen that I really, really like. And the rotation, you know, they have some dudes coming up with Skeens and Mitch Keller and, you know, Martin Perez has experience. So that's going to be my hot take is the Cardinals suck, but the Pirates are good. Peace out.
Man. Yeah, I'm in agreement.
I fucking hate him.
He's going to die. Thank God. Dakota had the Pirates like 72-90 and like, the Pirates don't need a lot to go right. Don't need a lot to go right for them to take the division. And they give me 2014 Pirates vibes is what they do, where they just have a bunch of guys and, like, you know, they got dudes on that team that are just like either had an average season last year or just a season removed from a pretty good season. And Jared Jones, I think it was. I can't remember. I think he was their number six prospect. Came up, punched out 10 in his season debut. I don't know. I mean, that's a team not to sleep on. I don't think the rest of the division is more competitive or less competitive than they were last year for the most part. So I think the Cubs are going to kind of be around what they were last year, performance-wise. I think the Cards are about the same. You know, no one I think is gonna. No one in this division I see is winning 90 games. So,
I wish we still played our division like all the time.
More,
yeah,
yeah.
Not the good old days.
Yeah, it's kind of like ever since we're like, okay, you can't keep beating up on these teams, and the Cardinals were like, okay, we're still gonna build a team that's just built around beating these teams. Cause God forbid we challenge ourselves when we go West Coast, you know.
Hey, at least we play the Padres, and I think the Padres are going to fucking suck. So,
I think they'll win the series against us. They'll take 2 or 3 from us.
I'm feeling good. Feeling good about it.
You feeling nasty? You feeling raw? You feeling stinky? Hey, boy. You feeling stinky right now, boy?
I'm feeling sticky. I'm feeling icky.
You feeling sticky and icky.
Let me get in there.
Yeah.
I fucking hate San Diego.
I'm going to call Lucci and Nick that. Sticky and icky. Yeah, fuck San Diego. Mm. Fucking Padres.
Eagles and Woggles.
Eagles and Woggles. Nick got back from L.A. today. So.
He did, yeah. He was going to tell us about his trip. But
he, he's too tired.
I'm too tired.
I'm too, but I'm not tired.
Nick, and I need medication because I fly and I get nervous.
I'm
a little baby.
Oh, Jesus, dude. Said he was on a plane next to a screaming child. He's going to fucking kill it. But he was talking to me as soon as he landed. He's like, I took the worst shit on that plane.
Well, he said he hadn't shit for 3 days.
He said he had shit for 3 days. And, he said, and he's like, you know, airplane toilets are just stuck to the bowl and everything. I'm like, Jesus, he took like a shit I take on the regular. Like, what the fuck happened? And then he's like, it was halfway through. I'm like, oh my God, those poor people. They could smell going up and down the plane.
Hey, let me just smoke a cigarette real quick to get rid of the smell.
He fucking shits and it just drops the plane like 1,000 feet. Like, he just shits. He blows the fucking ass of the plane. He turns into Kevin Hart and Soul Plane.
Y'all are fucking smoking.
Yeah, the Nick version of Soul Plane, I guess, would be called Whopping. Oh, man.
Man. The
It's just a normal plane. It's just got a big ass Italian flag on it,
Italian flag.
and it's TSA agents are, you know, they're supposed to restrain Ollie Marmol and Paul DeYoung. They can't fly on his airline. His air marshal's set to shoot on sight.
In like the low class section of the plane, they're just handing out like Fazoli's breadsticks instead of Popeyes.
Yeah.
Like,
Playing those fucking accordion music.
man.
It's me, Aniko, Tuscan Airlines. Oh, man.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.
Yeah, and I think our dear friend Ryan's flying in from Connecticut for Thursday.
Yes, we're
We're gonna see
the whole
him.
gang's gonna be there. We got to figure out how to take a photo with him without
Yeah, did he
people seeing his face.
order what we were talking about the other day?
You know, if he's smart, he would have ordered a mask.
I
So,
mean,
yeah. We can do like the Nathan Fielder photo. Like, it's just me with Ryan. That's him, just out of frame. It's not hard to find him. If people go like 4 years back, they'll find photos of me and him. So they just got to try harder.
No, they
Not before I
won't.
delete those tweets.
Where is that?
What are you looking for? The balaclava?
No, I had a picture of that Nathan Fielder meme. I was trying to look for it. For
Where
some reason,
the
I just
blue?
keep finding the one where Nick put the Rush Limbaugh sign down his ass crack like a tramp stamp.
And then he pissed on it. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking animal.
There it is.
He's got, yeah. Who's got a better ass, him or his sister? You know, who's
I've
got?
never looked at Paloma's ass before.
Because you respect her like you respect all women.
Yeah.
You only look at their eyes and their soul. Sometimes the soul located in the butt, man. You gotta
Soul.
look down there, baby.
You gotta get to the soul, you gotta go through the hole.
Did I mention we're feminist allies after?
Oh, hey, there's our favorite.
Fucking
All
log chomping
right.
critter.
Yep. Let me just leave it at that.
Oh, I'm checking. Seeing the Nick. Jesus Christ. He's so mad about Ollie. Oh, man. I mean, I do have to question why John King comes in there, but.
Well, because they're fucking stupid and pulled Lynn out too early last night.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
Mean, Lynn didn't have a high pitch count. He had pitched four fucking innings. He had finally settled in. Like,
Yeah.
and it was like a 15-20 minute rain delay. So what?
Yeah.
I was expecting like a tweet about an injury. That's why he came out. Nope, he was fine.
Yeah.
He just wanted to drink some fucking Bud Lights in the dugout,
He's probably
apparently.
want to drink some. Probably has probably brings his Bronco to every game. Probably slams it into the clubhouse. We're getting this fucking Bronco in the stadium. Come hell or high water. Riley O'Brien got hurt, so that's why we have John King up here. He has a flexor strain. That's
A
it, bud.
serious injury?
I don't know. I think it's something that takes only like a couple weeks to heal on that. I mean, I haven't heard of anyone getting surgery for a flexor strain.
Yeah, I never know. But yeah, on some good news, Sonny Gray is going to be making a rehab start in Memphis on
Same with
Wednesday.
Newt. Newt's gonna
Yeah.
come in, I think, Thursday or Thursday. Yay,
Yay.
everyone. We're
Yay.
so close to being back to being mid. We're so
We have
almost
never been
back.
more mid.
We have never been so back to being mid.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How much are we gonna boo on Thursday?
We're gonna boo the billionaires. We're gonna boo the suits. Fuck you, don't worry. That's what we're gonna do. And as we say that, I'm gonna like click a button and the Cardinal One Tower is gonna and then Where Is My Mind's gonna play and it's gonna say fucking Fade to Black, say Fight Club, directed by David Fincher. That's what we're gonna do. Are you feeling your dick in my butt?
Yeah.
Grab these cheeks and hi, yeah. Where is my dick?
Where is my
Where
dick?
is my dick? Where is my dick?
There we go.
That's a good one.
I guess if we had to make a homoerotic version of Fight Club, we'd just call it Guy Club.
Yeah.
Guy
Guy
Cub
Club.
or Guy Club. There you go. Yeah.
Man. I'm just so depressed after this game. I feel like I just want to go nonverbal.
Yeah, I mean, losing 4-0 sucks, but we're gonna have a lot of those this season. So.
You're up 4-0, and we fucking blew it.
Hey, that's why the Dodgers are a consummate organization that is
They're a
respected.
shit organization.
No, they're respected.
By who?
These players, why the fuck do you think they want to
You.
re-sign there and take these
Yeah.
contracts and defer
What are you expecting me to listen to the
$680 million?
Amazon employees about Amazon?
Oh God, you're on your Michaelis kick again, aren't you?
It's
What did you say? Checkbook baseball? So,
checkbook baseball.
and what are we?
We're debit card
We're a
people.
bunch of Midwestern farmers. That's the thing we should talk about. Miles Michaelis, shut the fuck up. That Jesus, dude. Comes out, says that he gave up a bunch of blue pits. He gave up blue pits that went for 400 feet. Came out saying the Dodgers play checkbook baseball because they buy talent. Said that, this Cards team's going to be a bunch of Midwestern farmers, which is hilarious because the most wealthy, lazy motherfuckers in the Midwest are farmers. Farmers are obscenely wealthy around here. So, good
Yeah,
analogy.
I don't know if I'd agree with the lazy part, but definitely the wealthy part, yes.
No, they become lazy. They eventually just get so big. They'd be like, let's hire some immigrants to
Yeah,
do that.
great. I mean, there's people I know in the area that are like, if they sold off their land and their equipment, they'd be generationally wealthy. I mean,
Yeah, no.
tens of millions of dollars
Farming's
of
about
equipment,
equity.
but also they all fucking work like dogs during, season. So, but that, yeah, like you're thinking of like the like Dale Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmesdale
Probably
Dimmadome
more of the
Blue
larger
Grass.
farms around here, but like Jeff Preuser, he's got like, well, he had a farm and he sold it, but Preuser was fine. Like he was like a pretty mid-sized like regional farm around here. There's like Haas family. They do like ranching and stuff. So like, yeah, they work, but that's their job. They're their own boss with that one. Good for them. But farmers, I mean, the amount of equity they accrue a ton of capital. So like the amount of debt they take on is easily, yeah, you can sell it off and just break even at that point. You're heavily subsidized by the state.
Yeah, I
I
just
mean, it is, it's a pretty good gambit to have.
I mean, there is like the 95-year-old farmer who doesn't actually do anything and just has it all
I don't think it's
contracted
not.
for
I
him.
mean, I think once they hit in their 50s, because like they try and pass this shit down to their kids so often, like now the kids will do it. And now I can become Mr. Jackson. I actually wouldn't probably be like a huge influence in Jackson, but like in smaller areas like Essex, Puxagos, of course, where I'm from, like the smaller communities like that, like one big farmer will fucking own the whole town. Like Advance is getting new ball fields and everything. Because a farmer donated $1.2 million to I guess renovate them. I guess that'd be the term for it. But mainly because he has a big ass house that overlooks the park, and he said he got tired of seeing the fields in
It looks
disarray.
shitty. Okay.
I was like, man, cool, good for you. Like I think like the analogy of like he's picturing themselves as like farmers from like a bygone era, like antebellum South, I guess. Like as fucking sharecroppers, I guess, but like my Michaelis, you make $20 million a year.
My back is fucked, dude.
Yeah. You know why it's fucked?
Why?
You've been active in St. Louis.
I haven't done anything.
Yeah, you have.
I
You know what you've been up to. Stinky.
I've been to see bands perform in St.
There
Louis.
you go. That's the right answer.
Yeah. Old Rock House is a cool venue in St. Louis.
Is.
Should try and get Nick booked there. Is that one of the places you emailed?
What did you say was Old Rock House?
Yeah.
I did email them. So a lot of it is just trying to get on with other bands. It's kind of what it is.
Yeah, they seem to do like theme nights because this was like a funk night when I went.
Yeah.
So.
I would love to get them at the Boom Boom Room where they do burlesque, even though they wouldn't have a band there. They just do burlesque shows.
I
But it
mean,
would just be cool to just go there.
they can all wear Noir Days crop tops.
We just need to get Party Nate, Nick, and Travis to develop some big, massive cans so we can put the fucking little tassels on them. We just need to get those three a boob job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, someone.
We can do it. We can do the surgery. You and I are fucking smart.
Did you see me with that box cutter in front of Biscuit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can use that on them.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's. I mean, it's rusty, but.
And you don't have to use like real, like, what are they putting breast implants? Like silicone? Yeah.
Yeah.
We can get by with something else. Like water
Tortillas.
balloons, tortillas,
Yeah. No, we'll make like.
gooey socks.
Well, ew. Crunchy socks. We'll make like bread balls.
Yeah. Maybe
Yeah.
out of like chocolate, we'll call them mud, like
Yeah.
mud ball.
Mud
We'll put
balls.
mud balls in there.
You like these mud ball tits?
You like these mud ball tits, motherfucker?
We should try to do surgery on one of our friends.
That would be cool.
What kind of
Oh, I know
who
what we
would be
do.
a
Like, we would trans them. It is trans visibility today. We've come full circle. This is why we're good writers. That's why we're good joke makers.
I think,
I would trans my friends.
no, we wouldn't have to do anything to Nick.
Yeah.
I mean,
We don't even have to do the surgery. Just get like real big shipping tape and just spin it right back. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's right.
And he'd wake up, he's like, I must play Fallout New Vegas. Why do you keep making that joke?
I would disagree with you. I think the Fallout games are trash. I hate Fallout.
The Bethesda ones are trash, yeah. New Vegas
What?
is good. So.
I've only played Fallout 4 and it sucks.
I re-downloaded it and went to play it, and I was like, oh yeah, and I re remember why it's hard for me to play it. When it first came out, I really loved it. I mean, I took a vacation to play it, but now, like, I don't know, as I've gotten older and cuntier, like the fact that you have to download a mod to skip the intro, which takes forever, like, is infuriating to me. Like, they didn't learn their lesson with Fallout 3, which was you're coming out of the woman, your mother, the circle of life. Like, New Vegas, to its credit, is like, here's 5 minutes, you're good, go do whatever you want. I was like, hell yes, brother. There you go. I like Fallout 4 because I like the settlement building. I like trying to make, like, you're in this post-apocalyptic
Oh,
world.
is that new in four?
Yeah, four
Okay.
is you build cities, I guess. I mean, you build settlements. And I like that, like trying to bridge all this, because, that's a form of like returning to society before. It's establishing a civilized world where now you have communities and these communities interact with each other, and it makes like a bigger community that everyone's a part of. I don't think they were totally going for it in that way, but I mean, that's how I treat it. I enjoy that aspect of it. But four has just really weird designs, and like the combat's improvement. It's a beautiful looking game for when it came out, but like they make like the same mistakes they did with three, where like a lot of the quests aren't really like rewarding. Like you don't really role play it so much. I hate the faction quests that they had in it, because the only like reasonable faction that is like remotely defensible is the Minutemen, because they don't want to kill everyone. The Brotherhood of Steel wants you to kill everyone. The Institute wants you to kill everyone. The Railroad is like, we have to kill every, like, there's no like, I appreciate when a game, when its developers give you a litany of options, and then the game, and then the devs work to try and react what you might do, and they try and build a game around that. And I think Fallout 4 and 3 especially are very linear with that. And I don't see a lot of imagination in how they build quests and storylines like that. And I think that prevents, you know, the player from really role-playing. So anyway, that was a diatribe. Yeah, like the new Fallout games fucking suck. 76, total horseshit. Jesus Christ, that was the online one. That was like the MMORPG one. Yeah, that one fucking blew. And now they have the show that's out, and it looks like shit. Fucking, what happened to the... Dude, what happened to the game I love, fam?
That was the first Xbox 360 game my mom got me. And I was like, what the fuck?
Fallout 3?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this?
It took me a while,
yeah. I never played it. And then I played it once, and I got trapped in the sewers. And I'm like, this is terrifying. I don't like this.
With the ghouls and stuff, yeah. Where you first encounter them. Yeah. First game I remember my mom got me that she should have really, really, really not was Resident Evil 2.
Oh.
I was like fucking 8 years old, and like I didn't understand tank controls, so I just died immediately, and I was like, I can't do this. I'm a pussy, you know? She also got me like Metal Gear Solid, and Metal Gear Solid, I couldn't get past the start menu when I first got it because fucking Hideo Kojima doesn't use the start button. He used circle. You did. It wasn't press X or start to play the game on the main menu. You had to press circle. He made a game for smart people because I fucking couldn't figure it out when I was a kid.
I think the first game I ever put down, like I was like, I can't fucking play this.
Yeah.
It was a Harry Potter game on my GameCube.
Oh my God.
And I just remember I was running through a field and I'm like, you're not doing it right. That's rubbish. That's rubbish, Harry.
And then a fat guy comes out of the weeds like, I'm the grapist. You're like, no.
Yeah, the whitest kids you know showed up.
Yeah, that's what. I'm going to tie you to the radiator, Harry, and I'm going to grape you in the mouth.
Sure. Yep. That's where that was going. Absolutely. Oh, God.
They wanted to make Harry Potter more adult.
I fucking hate you so much.
What more can you make it more adult by adding in the grapist?
I'm going to drown Biscuit.
No, you
just
won't.
Just to see you cry.
No,
I
you won't.
I want to see you weep.
No, you won't. You can't catch her. I've developed little hidey holes in the walls. In case when Josh has his Jack Torrance moment.
We're getting there. We are getting there.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm fucking freezing in this room. I should not turn the AC on the other
yeah.
day.
This room gets nice and cold.
It was really fucking hot, though, when I got back yesterday, so I flipped that shit on.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. There's, like, nothing to talk about in baseball. The Cardinals fucking suck. I thought we were going to at least be like, hey, we split the series.
Mookie's going to win MVP, I'm pretty confident, because he lit us the fuck up. And Soto threw a guy out of the plate. He's looking good as a Yankee. The Yankees swept the Astros. That was nice to see. So,
told you it's the Yanks year.
It's the Yank. Well, I mean, they finally beat the Astros at something. At least, I mean, it's the regular season, so I guess they'll take any dub they can get. So,
oh, you know that guy that bets on all the shit for Houston, like that mattress guy.
Yeah.
You know, like how he does that to where he could like doesn't ever lose money with it is that like. Basically, he runs like a sale on furniture, I assume with like probably a little bit more of a markup than even like what without him doing this already. Mm-hmm. And then, but he's basically like, I guess he gives him like a rebate or something. He's like, hey, if the Astros win the World Series this year, come back, you'll get a full refund for your mattress. It'll be free.
Mm.
So the money he raises from the mattress, that's what he puts towards the bets. And if he wins, he's able to pay everybody off and still like make a profit. But if
oh.
he doesn't, it doesn't matter because he made a killer on selling everything else
mm-hmm.
With that markup.
Mm.
It's kind of smart.
But
that guy's going to die soon, though.
Yep.
Grid. Oh, shit.
We should...
More fun facts about the guy.
Okay.
You know how, like, Joel Osteen was like, we can't let these people
oh, no.
During the hurricane?
Yeah.
We just got our carpets cleaned.
We can't have poor people in here getting wet.
This guy like opened up his whole like all of his furniture stores and was just like, yeah, like sleep on these couches.
Wow, he was based?
Yeah, he was based.
Fucking A.
Yeah, so I shouldn't hope for the guy dies.
You should hope he dies a peaceful death.
Sure.
Or, you know, he's the last we put up against the wall when the revolution comes, comrade.
Okay, that's
yeah,
fair.
That
yeah.
is fair. He's the last to go.
Man.
He'd be laughing. I was like, ha ha, we really stuck it to those billionaires. Like, just push him. Get up there. Ha ha ha.
Oh, God. Yeah. Was there a... Oh, Freddie Freeman had a funny moment. You know, where he was... Wait, no,
that was Bryce Harper.
That was Bryce Harper.
Do you see fucking Bryce Harper have his Marcell Ozuna moment crashing into the camera well, going ass over tea kettle and a fucking ball dropping
like,
comically like
6 feet behind him?
You're like, wow. Like, a regular first baseman, I believe that would happen to more so than a guy who spent his entire career as an outfielder whose main job is to catch fly. Oh, man. Yeah, third game of the year, he fucking cuts himself in half. Dewey Cox style.
Let's see how our fantasy league's doing.
Yeah, let's take a gander.
I'm second in the Roto
Good
league.
Job.
I don't understand how it works.
I still don't either.
I don't know.
Ryan's just like, we're going to do Roto. I'm like, next year we're doing points. Like, you psycho.
So isn't it like you get points on the ranking? Like, so if I have hit the most home runs, I would get 10 points for that category.
Correct.
The second person would get 9 points. Gotcha. So.
Lucci looking real smart with his Victor Scott draft.
No, he's not. He does this shit every year.
He does. What an idiot. Stupid.
Every year.
Asshole.
Tries to fucking outsmart everyone. Okay. Did. Fuck, I should have started a Campusano.
Yeah.
Today. He went yard. Yeah, there.
Yeah.
I just.
Fantasy. I'm going up against managerless team. I farted. That was good. I'm winning there, so be 1-0.
Who are the Pink Sox?
The Pink Sox? On which
That's
one?
In our the Swamp Hole League.
Well, let me go to the old Swamp Hole. I think it's two of Nick's friends is what it was that played last year. They're Schilt Kickers. There's you, Joe Buck's hair plug.
Yep.
Lance Lynn, 20 wins as Luch. How's he doing in his? He's got 33 points. Oh, he's killing it.
He's got 33 total for the week in his matchup.
It just says 33. Let me look.
It's like I'm at 198. Like,
oh God, if he's sucking ass this year, which he still might.
Oh, the Pink Sox is Jacob. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. Shout out Jacob. What's up?
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci,
Gucci
gang,
gang,
Gucci gang, baby, Gucci gang. I'm winning. Let's see where Lucci is. Dude, Nick and Ryan are in a dead heat. Lucci's getting murdered by 50 points. No, he's having one. I'm projected to have the most points for the week. This shit is easy.
Should have played last year. No, I don't think I
don't think I have time to do it. And honestly, I don't. I mean, I just, on days I remember, I just wake up. I just, all right, you play. And then days you don't, well, you're probably going to be fine anyway.
Yeah.
So
there's too long of a season. It's not like
check
football.
Check the worst fantasy group. Let's see who's killing it over there. Let's see who's stinky over there. James is in the lead with That's a Chunky, his team. Pat's behind me. You're in second. I'm in third. Jeff is in fourth. Ryan's in. We don't have a fifth place. Oh, no. Jeff and Pat are tied. Ryan's in sixth. Cran is in seventh. Nick is in eighth. Lucci's in ninth. Alex bringing up the rear with titty sprinkles.
Yo.
Titty sprinkles. What's up, yo?
What up?
What up, dog? All right.
I've been a little disappointed with how Mason Wynn started out. He's been abysmal. I mean, he's an automatic out virtually every time, though.
He's had a couple of hits, though. I mean, he's a rookie, and I don't know. I don't see him being like a 300 hitter or even like a 280 or 270. I see him as like a low twos. Occasional pop every now and then, but he's up here. Play good defense while his bat, I guess, develops to major league pitching. He's hitting 333, man. You know, ain't bad for bottom of the order.
He's hitting 333.
Yeah, he had a multi
every
hit
at bat I've seen him take, and I feel like I've watched at least two and a half of the games.
Yeah,
it's been out every single time.
He got a hit tonight. He had a multi hit 2 games ago. Also worth noting, when we played the old veterans yesterday, we won. Mm-hmm. And all these new guys, all these young bucks like Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt, they can't handle it, man. They need that veteran. They need Brandon Crawford on the field.
I'm almost cool with Marp being on the team, but I do want Crawford off.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we got to get rid of one, right?
Well, we're not going to need four shortstops on the team. Like, when Edmund's back, we're going to have guys
play
can play
short.
Short. Like,
they're gonna stick him back in center and then, I guess, demote.
I know. I'm just saying, we don't need that much additional depth at shortstop. We have options, man.
Yeah, well, Edmund's not going to play short at all. Like,
I mean,
Crawford signing, like, was like insurance for Edmund and be like, center field's all yours. We have two guys over there. I mean, I wouldn't put it past the org to be like, we need three. You know, we had three catchers at one point last year, you know, but I'm confident that's why the Crawford signing's there, to say Edmund, the center
field. I mean,
I
guess,
take it.
But. Does that mean we're going to send Big Dick Vic down?
Yeah, I mean, Victor Scott's probably going to get demoted when Edmund's healthy.
He can't. Although
he's so cool.
Edmund's not going to be healthy for a while, so.
No.
But I mean, if this guy actually like runs away with a job, I don't see how we're going to be like, yeah, Tommy Edmund, whose wrist may or may not be fine and ready to actually return to the lineup.
I mean, if Victor Scott's killing it, I mean, that gives you more time. That gives Edmund more time to make sure he recovers, too.
Yeah.
So, okay. We've met our contractual obligations.
I'm cooked.
The people.
I'm cooked.
We're cooked, dude. We're tired. So tired. Man. We have Crumble Champs.
Oh, yeah. My Crumble Champ. Let me find the tweet.
Is it my Crumble Champ's the guy who's trying to shoot his shot with Katie Wu?
Huh.
And then she told him to seek help. So, way to go.
My crumble champ is Cole Beasley, because today he tweeted.
No.
And for the record, folks,
our
crumble champs, this is a negative one. This guy's, here's a chunky. This guy's a fucking Yeah, he tweets, yo, it'd be different if we weren't living in a world that is trying to make it okay for a boy to just be a girl all of a sudden, or a cat, or a dog, in a world where they're trying to normalize pedophilia. That's kind of where I've gotten the inspiration for my LA bit today, a little bit.
No, yeah, no, he deserves
handing out awards for courage for pretending to be something you're not. I'm trying to raise kids in a world that is getting more confusing every day. Do what you want, but stop promoting this shit like it's admirable.
Wow, he really should have got the COVID shot or something, and he'd be less. No, he deserved that. Chunky.
Also, did he drop an album?
Cole Beasley, former.
Okay, well, he has
an
Apple Music link in his bio, so I clicked on it, but it's not a valid link.
Yeah, no. No, yeah. When you change your gender, it's the equivalent of changing your species. So there you go.
Dear God.
Fuck that guy.
Also, why is he even important?
He's a wide receiver.
Yeah, he was the most mid wide receiver. Did he ever?
Yeah, he was a slot guy. He almost got 1,000 yards 1 year, and then he was like super anti-vax, and now he just wants trans people to die.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 1 year he almost got to 1,000. Every year it was like, oh, 500, 600 yards.
I feel like anyone who responds like that, I'm like, so you just want him to die? They're like, no, I just want him to be normal. I'm like, so you want him to die? Because when we deny that to them, they die. They get murdered or they commit suicide.
No.
Yeah. I just want him to, you know, you're born this way. You can make that decision when you're an adult. Like, then why do we keep depriving them health care like that when they're adults, too? Like, it's none of your fucking business. You're not an expert. You're not an expert on anything except making dumb fucking tweets and getting kicked off the fucking Bills. Fucking mid-ass, fucking Hagrid-looking midget. Now I have to bleep that, too.
Oh.
Fucking slut.
Are we bleeping midget?
You know what? I'll leave it in so that way that can be brought against us in some kind of court of public cancellation. Be like, Your Honor, I was making fun of a guy whose fucking multicolored beard reminds me of some kind of shit-stained rainbow. I could have been much more, you know, I was trying to defend human rights in this aspect. So
listen.
I hope he dies. Fuck that guy. Trans rights forever. Who's our patrons?
We got Pat.
Pat!
Who I know I said I hated earlier.
Do you take it back?
I like Pat. Okay. I just think he's a misguided soul for many reasons.
Because he lives in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay,
you got Pat.
We've got, Jeff.
Jeff.
We've got Bravo.
We got Bravo.
We've got Cran.
Quain.
We've got Alex.
As.
We've got Richie.
Rich.
We have James.
Yeah.
We have fuck, I am forgetting.
Allah.
Hello? Not Tyler. Yeah, we got Tyler.
Yeah.
We got one more.
Nick. Alex.
We already said Alex.
We did?
Yeah.
You get Nick?
Guess we didn't get Nick. We got Nick.
There you go. Nick. Nick.
New York.
But you're going to a little over a month.
I know. I do not have money saved for that trip yet, so
I'm gonna just use the ump money for that. So,
but alas,
free Palestine, Allahu Akbar.
Yeah,
to our brave Mujahideen fighters. Death to America.
Brave, your only hope.
We fucking tonight. It sounds like we should fuck Cole Beasley.
Yeah, fuck Cole Beasley.
Fuck Cole Beasley.
Fuck the city of L.A.
Fuck L.A.
Little earthquake bitches. let's see.
Fuck L.A. They have The Rock there.
Tramana.
Yeah.
Shitty tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck the Padres.
Fuck the Padres.
And fuck John King.